The story that you're about to hear was developed by Kimberly Singleton's third grade class at Bethesda Elementary School in Lawrenceville, Georgia, where Barry Stewart Mann was a drama artist in residence as part of a program called Arts Connect. Students used drama to explore the science curriculum.
How the sun and the moon learn to dance. If you've ever looked up, you know that the sun and the moon don't spend a lot of time together, but every so often they do a very special dance. Here's why. One day they passed each other in the sky. The sun yelled out, "Hey moon, out of the way, I'm fixin' to shine." The moon said, "I'm not in your way." "Oh, I'm so hot, I'm cool. You just hang around so you can reflect my brilliant light." Just then a voice called out, "Sun?" It was Mother Earth. "Sun, moon, stop bickering. If you're going to share the sky, you need to get along. There's a big party this weekend, and I want you two to dance together." "Ah, no way," cried the sun. "Dancing is uncool. Can't I just do some fancy sunsets instead?" "No," said Mother Earth. "Both of you be ready for the party." Well, the moon went to visit her friends in the ocean, the waves. She said, "I can't dance with the sun." The wave said, "Why not? You dance with us all the time." "But you're my friends. You make it easy." "Oh, moon, don't you know that you're the one who inspires us?" Meanwhile, the sun went to Jupiter's school of dance. He knew the planets would all be there, and he didn't want to be recognized, so he put on some sunglasses. But Mercury and Venus saw his sunspots, and Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus were amazed to finally see the sun up close. Jupiter said, "Well, what can we do for you?" Sun said, I need to learn, how to dance." The planets all poked fun at him. Being the center of the solar system, he never had to move. He didn't even know how to orbit. "All right, everybody, let's start," said Jupiter. "Stand up straight on your axis." Well, soon the day of the great party arrived. It was a star-studded evening, and the music of the heavens was playing. Mother Earth looked at the sun and the moon. The moon said, "Shall we dance?" The sun said, "Yeah, I'm sorry I was so arrogant." "Oh, that's okay. It's a big sky. There's enough room for both of us." They began to dance. The moon swayed smoothly in front as the sun did some fancy moves behind her. Mother Earth cried, "Look at them dance! It's a perfect eclipse!" And everyone in the universe cheered. Now the sun and the moon still like to keep their distance, but every so often they get together to dance the eclipse, and when that happens, all of Mother Earth takes notice, because it is a truly remarkable dance.